Today I'm very excited to have on Radio Gorgeous a change maker, an activist and an influencer, Lynn Franks. Lynn started off in the fashion world, then in the 80s she became world famous for changing the way we do PR. She positioned the UK as a world fashion leader by initiating the London Fashion Week and the British Fashion Awards. Lynn has worked with top designers and tastemakers and corporates. She initiated Fashion Cares, the world's biggest fundraiser for AIDS. She chaired Viva, the first UK women's radio station, and put on What Women Want Festival. Since selling her company, she's become a visionary for women and the way they work and communicate. Her books and workshops, including the Seed Handbook, published worldwide in 2000, pioneered a more feminine approach to business, combined with personal empowerment, inspiring thousands of women to join a movement of sustainable economic independence. Today, we're talking about the Power of Seven. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, Josephine. Lovely to be here.
So, can you tell us about the Power of Seven?
Well, the Power of Seven is based on seven very feminine archetypes that I've been developing as part of my workshops and retreats. It's kind of the newest and latest aspect of the work I've been doing with women and women's leadership and empowerment for 20 years now. So each archetype, do you want me to go through them now?
I really would love to, yeah.
So each archetype really is part of ourselves in different ways. And although they're very ancient and indigenous to a degree, they're actually very much part of the modern woman in today's world. So we start with seed, they're not in any order actually, but seed sower, which is the ideas aspect of ourselves, the creative, the one that, as you know, I'm sure is always full of a million ideas that we're sending out and listening to people's feedback. The alchemist is the part of ourself that is the magician that makes the impossible possible, that is passionate and gets things done and makes things happen and gets fundraising done. The storyteller is, if you like, the one that's on social media or what you're doing here with the radio station. It's the one that tells the story, tells the tales, listens to other stories, and knows that's really for women how we learn and grow. Space weaver is the part of ourselves that creates a beautiful environment outside and inside us, actually. Our homes, our workspaces, anything we're dealing with, which really, where we can have our gardens, where we can really make beauty. Sky dancer is the tantric networker, the relationship builder, that part of ourselves that creates partnerships and is generous with our contacts to all we know. The wisdom keeper is the one that holds the vision of what we're doing, that part of ourselves that reminds us that we're still, you know, on track with everything. Medicine woman is the part of us that looks after our well-being, that's mind, body, spirit, and checks in with where we check in with ourselves and make sure we're not just kind of so tired and stressed out that we're losing the plot and the benefit and the joy of anything we're doing. How many is that? I've forgotten what I've left out now.
Have you done dancer yet?
Dancer. Yes, done the sky dancer.
I think you've done them all. I think medicine woman, storyteller, seed sower, alchemist, space weaver, dancer, and wisdom keeper.
Yes, that's it. So, I started developing these aspects of ourselves, these archetypes, I realised that, because my original idea was that if a group of seven women came together and all took on a role, which was something that really connected with what their best qualities and purpose and gifts and experience are about, we could all, as leaders within a group, a pod of seven, as I call a pod, rather than a circle, we could create more. Then I realized that those seven aspects are all in us. So the first thing we have to do is to make sure we're in some kind of harmonious balance with our own archetypes, our own inner archetypes. And then once we kind of feel that we're understanding those aspects of ourselves that perhaps need strengthening, perhaps we don't put enough attention into our well-being side, maybe we don't put enough time into just holding the vision and we just get carried away and distracted. Yes. I certainly do. Yeah. So we do that, then to get together with six other women in a circle of seven and create either perhaps a community project together or a social enterprise, an initiative, an idea, or purely supporting each other in our own individual purpose and work and life. It becomes a lot easier. It's really about leadership, which I believe feminine leadership is much more circular. It's not linear, and it's from the bottom up. So we're all there supporting each other and taking responsibility for an aspect of whatever it is we're doing together in collaboration. And then once we've got the me sorted out, if you like, and then we go to the we, which is the group of us, we then go to us, and how can we join up with other groups, pods, circles of women, and tell our stories and create more by inspiring each other. So that's really me, we, us, the power of seven in a nutshell. And I've only started it this summer. I've been doing workshops over the summer at different festivals like Glastonbury and WOMAD. I've been taking it to Greece, working with women refugees. And I had a big workshop retreat in Glastonbury, just outside Glastonbury, in the summer for 49 women, seven groups of seven. It's just been taking on its own life. And I just did our first community group, started that off in Frome, which is another town in Somerset, last week. So, and next week I'm starting or 2 weeks' time, I'm doing Celebrating the Wise Woman as part of Power of Seven, which is for women 45 plus who are at that phase in their lives where they're going on to, if you like, the next phase anyway, and seeing how we can together support each other in these new roles that we take on as we go sort of up to and through and from menopause. It's a new life. It's a new way of being for those of us who have children. It's when our children get older and leave home. For those of us who perhaps are slightly older still, like me, I mean, it's when we're still responsible for our own parents, as well as our children and as well as our grandchildren. Not responsible, perhaps, but certainly loving them all and wanting to be part of their lives. And yet we're still starting new businesses. We're still got careers. We're still, those of us who are single like me, we're still dating. We go to music festivals. I mean, I'm coming up to 70, my big seven. I suppose that must be in my unconscious mind, perhaps why I'm going on the power of seven. But next April, I'm going to be 70. And I've got three new businesses. I'm still dating. I'm having a wonderful life. And so I think time has changed for women a lot, and it's changing even more. And we're very fortunate, women in the West, because we have our freedom and we have that ability to start new things, change our lives. But also we have to remember that for many women in the world, whether they're 7 or 70, it's a horrible, horrible world to live in. And there is still a huge amount of dreadful things going on with sexual abuse used as a weapon of war, poverty, the girl child being married young, FGM, a lack of education for the girl child. So we are so privileged, we women of the West. And I also see that it is our role and our duty and our purpose where we can support all women all over the world, and all families and all men and all living beings and the world itself. You know, that's when you get to the stage, as I am now, the wise woman stage, that's when it's really our time to hold out our hands and help out the next generations wherever they are. So that's in a nutshell where
that's
I am.
That's amazing.
Right now.
So really you've become the ultimate mother then, haven't you?
Oh, the ultimate mother, I guess. I don't know if my children would agree. But certainly, you know, I'm now in the grandmother phase. I'm going to have seven grandchildren by next month. So, you know, it's a slightly different phase. It's the crone. And the word crone has been something that women have sort of found a bit off and distasteful and shrunk away from. But actually, originally when that word was used, it was used as a badge of honour for the older woman, for the wise woman. So I take the word crone with pride and say, yeah, that's where I'm at now. I'm the crone. I'm the wise woman. There are many of us out there, and it's our time while we're, because we are healthy and we are living a much more youthful life, say, than our mothers and our grandmothers. What is it we can do with the wisdom that we may have learned, hopefully have learned over all these years, and the experiences we have? How can we now give that back? So that's, yeah, which is a great position to be in. And just hopefully keep it going for as long as I can before either my brain or my body give out, which won't be for a while. I think it's also about living healthily. I mean, I live pretty healthily as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, tell us about your lifestyle then, because have you moved from another country recently?
Well, I've been I've been very ungrounded and traveling all over the place. I had a home in Mallorca for 25 years that I had, where I taught retreats for many, many years for women. And I was living in London, I was living in Sussex, I was living in the States at one point. So I've just been moving far too many times. So I finally have ended up in Somerset in a little town called Wincanton. I don't know how I got here. I really have no idea. I wake up and think, how on earth did I get to Wincanton? I've never even heard of it before. It's a very sweet little town. It's got beautiful architecture. It's very near Bruton, which is a community of very creative people up the road from Hauser and Worth, which is a fantastic art gallery. It's right in the middle. It's the gateway to Somerset, it says on a poster outside my house. And we're not far from Glastonbury, not far from Frome, Sustainable Frome, all sorts of interesting things going on here. And I'm delighted to say many, many old friends from many years, 30, 40 years, who coincidentally are here, plus many new friends. So it's a fantastic community, Somerset in general, of creative searchers who are my tribe. I just feel that's the way I found my tribe, which is very important. It's very beautiful out here. I think that for me in this day and age, I do go into London a lot. Of course, I have to, but as little at the same time as I have to, as I can get away with. I'm working with ActionAid, which is a global charity, of course, on bringing feminism into the humanitarian world far more than it actually currently is. And so I'm doing a certain amount of global work. We're just starting together, and with the Power of Seven and some other work I'm doing in London, so I do have to go. But for me at this point, it's like I do not want to live in a big noisy city. It's very stimulating, exciting for about 3 hours, and then I'm out.
Very good. So I want to talk about your spirituality, because are you still a practicing Buddhist?
Yes, I have been on and off for about 30 odd years, and I did stop for a number of years, and I am fully back into it here. And again, that's the funny thing about being in Wincanton, which is what I think I was kind of in some esoteric way brought here, because apart from a very good friend of mine of 30 years who's a Buddhist who lives just a few doors up, again, I did not know she was here when I came here, there's about 7 or 8 women of my age, all practicing Buddhists, all up and down the street where I live. But there's only about 13,000 in the whole of the UK of this particular Buddhism, the chanting Namyoho Renge-kyo that I do. And there's 7 of us in this little street, in this little town in the middle of nowhere. So, and lots more in surrounding areas.
I'm getting goosebumps. So I think it definitely is sinistry. Yeah, definitely.
Extraordinary. And so we chant together once a week, and there's other friends that come and chant with us from other places. So that's all part of it. And I was thinking Wincanton, incantation.
Love it.
You know, what's it all about? That's where I am. I'm one of the Wincanton Buddhist crones.
Fantastic, Lynn. Can you tell us what sort of, if someone came for a workshop, what would they expect then?
Well, it depends what kind of workshops we're doing, because the one, as I said, I did last week for women from Frome was very much focused, although it includes the personal, and certainly with the Power of Seven, we're focusing on the aspects of each of the archetypes in yourself, but also how you can work together in community to do something. The retreat I'm doing in a couple of weeks, the Celebrating the Wise Woman, is focused on our lives 45 plus, which is slightly different for women of different age, but it's just looking at how our lives change and where we're going and what our purpose is, using the archetypes as tools. From next year, which is when I'm opening at the beginning of March, my workshops and beautiful retreat space next door where I'm living, that's going to be when we're going to have a full schedule of workshops for women and retreats in a beautiful environment, teaching women really how to live life to its fullest, find joy, find their life purpose, whatever age they are, and just using the various tools that I've developed over the last 20 years to just take them on that journey, as well as having lots of fun, dancing, yoga. We're doing a little bit next week with skincare and beauty and feeling good about ourselves in a natural way with the right nutrition. And I've also opening this well-being hub next door where we're going to have beautiful, healthy food, wonderful, healthy plant-based drinks, and just look at all aspects of living life to its absolute full potential, which is what I leaving.
Fantastic. So people, if they're travelling from the States or around Britain, can they stay then, can they?
Yeah, we've got room for women to stay, and we're also in touch with and working with a number of really beautiful local B&Bs. So we have around this area some really lovely country houses and small cottages that we're linked up with, and so we can recommend places for people to stay, or they can stay with us. And it's a community. That's the idea. It's we'll bring together, as I did it, as I said, in Mallorca for many years, and we bring together a community here, and we can make sure that if people are coming from overseas, yes, for example, from the States, and they'd like to go to Glastonbury, like to go to Stonehenge. I am literally halfway between Glastonbury and Stonehenge, so we're like 40 minutes either way, half an hour. So we can arrange for people to sort of get to see this beautiful part of the English countryside and all the ancient monuments, stones, legends, and myths that exist here in Avalon, which is we're on the edge of Avalon. And at the same time, we've got an airport not far in Bristol, so people can fly into Bristol. I fly in and out there most of the time. So and we can just make it a very pleasurable trip, I would say.
Oh, I must say, I'm very tempted. I really am.
Come.
Now, I will, definitely. And lastly, Lynn, I always like to get a kind of tip or advice on the podcast. A woman who may be at a crossroads in her life, can you just give us one sort of suggestion to kind of help her through or open her mind?
I think, there's so many I could say, frankly, but I would say that ensure that every day you give yourself a gift, some kind or other. It doesn't have to be something you go out and buy in a shop. It could be smelling the roses. It could be swimming in the sea naked, which I love to do if ever there's a chance. just something very pleasurable, a beautiful quiet meditation in nature, whatever it is. Give yourself at least one gift a day, and just remember to love yourself, because if you don't start with that, you can't really go any further. And shall I tell you where people can find out? If they come and register at my website, they can find out about my schedule for next year, which I'm actually posting in the next few days.
Good idea. Sure.
Yes. Yeah. So if you come to, it's lynnfranks.com, LynnFranks, lynnfranks.com. And there's an opportunity on the website to sign up with your email address, and we'll send you details of the workshops as we announce them. And they will, although we are doing some this year, they will be mostly starting in the spring of next year now.
Fantastic. So people can start forward planning, because it's now the time when you want to start thinking about the new year, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I cannot believe how fast this year's gone, and we're already nearly 2018. So yes, come find out now what we've got going on next year, or at least the start of what we've got going on, and come and join me here in beautiful Somerset.
Thank you, Lynn Franks, for sharing your vision, your enthusiasm and your joy on RadioGorgeous.com.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Very good. Thank you very much.